Hey friends, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host Katie, and this is episode 164. I'm going to give you 10 specific signs to identify if in fact you're under eating, but we're also going to dive in a little bit more into metabolism and why this matters and what happens when we chronically undereat, when we short-term undereat, and what kind of effects that those have long-term. So this episode is for you if you struggle with knowing how much to eat. Maybe you're somewhere along your own intuitive eating journey and you're just confused. You're confused at if you're eating enough, what needs are right for you, or maybe you're kind of on the other side of things and you're trying to help a friend or a family member or someone else that you love not go down the same dieting route as you.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
I tried to think of a specific story to share regarding today's episode, and I realized I have so many stories, so many experiences that I could draw on related to this topic, specifically of undereating. I remember not once, but multiple times when I was teaching group fitness classes in college, I would basically like black out. I would see stars. I would get really dizzy and almost pass out. So can you imagine taking a class, like watching a woman up front who you think is in your head, you know, the epitome of health? You know, it's weird as a fitness instructor. So many people will come up to you and ask, what do you eat? What do you do? And I wore that as a badge of honor. And, you know, fast forward, if you've heard my story, it just the irony, right? Of like standing up front with a mic, but then also behind the scenes, struggling really with confidence and understanding my body. So today I want to talk specifically about 10 signs and symptoms, talking more about the physical, like the actual things that you can see, the tangible feelings and physical symptoms that can happen when you are under eating. We're going to talk about, okay, if you have one of these specific signs and symptoms, what do you do about it? How do you take action? You know, because obviously it's a sign that something's not right. And just as a disclaimer, remember Fit Friends Happy Hour, while yes, I'm a registered dietitian, I'm a personal trainer, I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor, this does not replace medical advice, medical therapy. So if you're ever listening and you have an aha moment or you hear something that lands in your backyard, I encourage you to reach out to a professional, reach out to a registered dietitian, talk with your PCP, you know, get connected with somebody who can actually help you. I do see clients virtually, but that's a whole nother thing. So just wanted to give that disclaimer. Don't use this as medical advice. I like to think that RD stands for real doctor, but it does not. Hey girl, before we get into today's episode, I have been getting so many DMs on Instagram asking, begging for a class on metabolism. So this Thursday, depending on the time that you are listening to this, Thursday, September 3rd, I will be teaching a free metabolism masterclass where I'm going to break down the exact step-by-step process that I help my clients, that I went through, that I take all my clients through to help them reset their metabolism while also at the same time taking a non-diet approach, not getting obsessed about the numbers, about the scale, all that good stuff. So if that is of interest to you, click the link in the show notes to register, and I can't wait to see you there. As I go through these signs and symptoms, again, I want you to recognize that you may have one and not another. It doesn't mean you have to have all of these in order to be under eating. Really, the takeaway message of today, I mean, you could stop listening now. I don't encourage that, but I want you to recognize that what we're going to talk about is a way of your body trying to get your attention. Now, whether we believe it or not, regardless of where you're at in this journey with, you know, your mind and your body, our bodies are smart. Our bodies are on our side. And when we neglect them, when we are not doing, you know, what our body wants, what our body needs, it's going to do all that it can to get our attention, to get us to identify the root cause. So just because you have one of these symptoms doesn't mean you have all 10. In addition to that, this is not a, like, this list could be much longer. I personally, just from clinical experience, working one-on-one with clients, working in the hospitals, these are some of the major ones, I guess the more obvious things that pop out to me as a clinician when I am addressing this topic of undereating. So number one, do you feel like you have to take pre-workout or some sort of caffeinated substance? And even when you do, you still feel tanked after a workout. Maybe you just don't feel rested, regardless of how long you sleep. You start to feel maybe a dip of energy, especially in that 2 to 3 o'clock window, and you feel like your energy levels are always kind of running on E. You're always feeling, you know, exhausted, tired, fatigued. Like, that is how you would explain your day, regardless if it's Monday, whether it's Wednesday. Even on Fridays, you feel like you need a little oomph to get you through the day. Number two red flag is a loss of your period. Now, I am not going to dive into this topic too much because we did a full-blown episode 147 with Mackenzie Caldwell, talking specifically about hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is essentially a loss of your period. And she talks a lot more about that specifically and the dangers of that and why it's important. So go check out that episode. If you listen to this and you go, okay, boom, that is me. Stop this episode. Go listen to episode 147 because you're going to get a lot more information on this topic. Number three, are you irritable? Are you feeling like you just are constantly running on a really short fuse? Maybe people, everything just gets you mad, you're annoyed, and you just feel like you're in this funk that you can't get out of. Maybe you just feel like an emotional roller coaster all the time. You don't feel like your mood is stable. You feel like you are just a ticking time bomb. And if someone says the wrong thing at the wrong time, you are just about to burst. So maybe it's anger, maybe it's sadness, maybe it's, you know, you just feel like you're going to cry for no reason. Like, there could be a lot of different emotions that come along with this, but I want you to just ask yourself, is my mood fairly stable or is outside the norm of what I used to be or what I typically am? Number four, low sex drive. So again, this can go along with feeling that fatigue and just that running on E and never wanting to do anything. But even this, you know, to each their own with their relationship, but that is something to look out for. And if you're picking up one of these signs and symptoms, I don't think this is the only one, but it is a contributing factor that I think also needs to be addressed and needs to be thought about because it is part of our mental, physical, emotional health. Number five is irregular bowel movements. So typically with this, if we're talking about undereating, you may experience more constipation because what happens is that if you don't have enough food moving through our system, right? You're not getting enough fiber. You're not getting enough food in general. There's nothing to move it through. And so your gut kind of slows down. The motility in your gut can actually slow down, which can then lead to constipation. Number six is poor mental focus. So I like to think of this as brain fog. Maybe it's hard for you to focus on one task. You feel like you're constantly bouncing around or your mind wanders off. It's hard to focus on a task, hard to finish a project. And you just feel like there's this fogginess in, you know, I almost like visualize a foggy window. Like it's hard to see. It's hard to have clarity and you just don't feel clear. Number seven is body temperature. So are you always cold? Do you feel like even in the middle of summer, you've got to put on a jacket or you're always wearing a hoodie? Fun fact, chewing ice can actually even be a sign of iron deficiency. So if that's you, that is typically if you are under eating, right? If in general, you're not getting enough calories, enough energy enough nutrients in. Well, one of those major nutrients is iron, especially in women. And so if you're not getting enough calories or energy, right, or different types of foods, well, then you'll also be lacking in specific vitamin and mineral and nutrient deficiencies, which can lead to some of these physical symptoms as well. Number 8 is hair loss. Now, this is an extreme example, but for a couple of years, I actually worked in a weight loss clinic. So people who, you know, bless their heart, got to a point in their life, or maybe they were told by a doctor or, you know, family member that they were unable to lose weight on their own, or they had to lose weight in order to, you know, be healthier. And again, that's a whole nother episode. So they would, you know, get the surgery to cut their stomach and make their stomach smaller and therefore reduce their intake. And unfortunately, one thing that happened, not all the time, but sometimes, when clients had such a small stomach and they were having issues eating, just, you know, tolerance issues, issues with specific foods, types of foods, whatever, they were unable to meet their protein needs. And so what ended up happening, well, you know, over the course of a few months, is that they started losing hair, and not just like a little bit of hair, but like chunks of hair, like females getting to the point where they were almost bald because they were not able to maintain the protein that they needed. And so essentially the body, it's like, again, it's a red flag. It's your body saying, hey, something's going on. I need you to listen. I need to get your attention. Something's got to change because I'm not getting what I need. Number 9 is brittle nails. So we actually learned to do this in undergrad, of how to do physical exams. So when we're looking at somebody, we can actually sometimes visually see if somebody is chronically under eating. So the shape of their nails might be different. They might have ridges in their nails that are brittle, easy to break. Even in the eyes, you can kind of see when the eyes are kind of sunken in and shallow, or even the complexity, right? If somebody appears a lot more pale, a lot more shallow in their face, you can just tell their overall complexion looks much different. And last, number 10 is hunger. Now, this can be super tricky, especially if you don't trust your body. And maybe you're at this point in your journey where you don't even know what hunger is, right? Like, yes, you're hungry all the time, but you're also not sure because you don't know if you're eating enough. You don't know if you're under eating. And maybe you're experiencing some of these symptoms, but in your head, you're like, I still feel like I'm eating enough, but I don't even know what that feels like anymore. So if that's you, you're totally not alone. And that is part of, this was specifically part of one of the motivators why I wanted to teach this free metabolism masterclass, because I want to help really get back to the basics of like, how can I reset my metabolism? How can I get to a point where I feel physically I'm not having any more of these physical symptoms, but I also don't go down that dieting rabbit hole again? So this is something that we'll be addressing on my free metabolism masterclass next week. I'm going to teach you how I was able to reset my metabolism using the same 4-step approach that I now take clients through. So if this is you, if you can relate to any of these signs and symptoms, I encourage you to just take a step back. Take a step back and look at your overall habits and your eating pattern. Are you doing things to take care of yourself? Can you really be honest with yourself from an outsider perspective? How do you feel? Are you telling yourself that you feel fine, that you're not tired, but you're always reaching for coffee, but you're always, you know, you're not stable? Like, this is a hard conversation to have with yourselves, because we don't like to admit that we're not okay. We don't like to admit that we need to slow down. But really, really, I challenge you to take a step back, do a little evaluation, and ask yourself, what is my motivator? How do I feel? And how do I feel about how I feel? I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you found some useful takeaways to either help you, yourself, a friend, a loved one, someone who you know may potentially be under eating as well. Send this episode to them, educate them, inform them, invite them to join us on that free metabolism masterclass. Again, that is Thursday, September 3rd. So depending on when you're listening to this, I will put up the replay, but I would love to see you on there live so we can answer any questions that you have live, have a conversation, get you at a better place, give you an action plan to help you keep working towards a healthier you. All right, guys, that's all for today, and we'll see you on the gram. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.